We cover a lot of stories on the world about borders that are difficult to cross. This next story, though, is about a border that's becoming easier to cross, for some people anyway. Last week, Pakistan broke ground on a new border corridor. This passage is designed to allow Sikhs who live in India to cross into Pakistan without a visa so they can visit one of their holiest sites. It's the temple where Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, is supposed to have died. My guest, Baljeet Singh, is the president of the Sikh Temple in Westboro, Massachusetts, and this is a big deal for him.
It's very important because being a Sikh, you always want to see your roots. In school, we've been reading about the stories related to Guru Nanak and his teachings. So I believe that it's very important for me as a person to be able to go there and see the shrine.
So I know you grew up very close to this holy site, but I want to get a better sense of what it means, because this site that will be opened up in the Kartarpur corridor, it's called Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what happened there, and why is this site so important for Sikhs around the world?
So Guruji spent the last 18 years of his life in Kartarpur, and he was giving his teachings out to people from that place. And the three main pillars of the Sikhism, Kirt Karni, which means earn your living, Naam Japna, meditate on God, and Vanchakna, and you know, share your earnings with others. That's the teachings that were given there.
So it sounds like this is really important, like it is the intellectual beating heart of Sikhism.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about your own personal story, because I know, as I said earlier, you grew up not far from this holy site, but you could never actually visit it. What did the site and the Gurdwara mean to you, being where you were so close, but yet kind of so far? Were you even aware that it was there?
Yes, I was always aware about the Gurdwara because we had read all the stories and we had seen pictures and videos on this. So I've been preparing to go there in 2016. All my family were ready to go when the tensions flare up between India and Pakistan, and we had to cancel. That was a big disappointment for me and my family. And we were just hoping that the relationship between the countries will normalize sometime soon in the future, and then we should be able to go and visit these places, because there are three important shrines related to Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and there's one related to Guru Ram Das Ji, which is the fourth master for Sikhs in Pakistan. So we were thinking that soon we have to do it, but there was no immediate plans. And now with this thing opening up, we can do two things together: go visit India and other shrines, and also be able to visit Kartarpur Sahib at least.
And when do you think you're going to make the pilgrimage yourself?
It's going to be not next year, but a year after.
You've already kind of like marked out the date. You're looking at the future very seriously.
We try to go to India and, you know, visit all these places. When we go there, we don't have much family there, but we still want to go visit the most important religious places for us in India.
I mean, it is kind of rare to hear good news about relations between India and Pakistan. Where do you think this is all headed, especially kind of from in the political context?
I think by opening up the borders, there is a chance that people will see each other. Because if you see the history of the country, more than anything else, it's a mistrust between the two countries. And when people will go and visit these places and open up to each other, I believe that's a good start for a better future. Being neighbors and both nuclear powers, it's no one's interest the countries go on another war, you know, fight another war. So I think it will open up people's hearts and minds so that they can be trusting each other, and hopefully that will normalize relationships.
Baljeet Singh, the president of the Sikh Temple in Westboro, Massachusetts, thanks very much for coming in. Great to meet you.
Thank you for having me here.